Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back to the show. We have had a good one so far. Ollie Marmel, Chris May, Chris Blair. Cardinals, Billikens, Worldwide Technology Raceway, respectively. You can go back on the Odyssey app or the KMOX.com Sports on a Sunday Morning podcast page to hear those interviews. I normally go right to guests, and I don't do long opens, but let me just tell a quick story about our next guest. I just told a personal story about Norm Stewart, so I want to say something about this guest here. My first professional play-by-play job, the first time I got asked to do play-by-play as a professional, was the University of Missouri. They asked me to fill in for Mike Kelly and do basketball in 2003 when Mizzou was ranked fifth in the country. I did the opener at Oakland University. And certainly it was a nerve-wracking but fun time for me. And this guest who joins us now was our leader of Mizzou Sports Properties. He's the general manager of Mizzou Sports Properties. What I remember about him was always there with – he was always present. He was always there with a warm handshake, with a smile, with a positive piece of advice or just good vibes overall. And everybody, and I mean everybody – liked being around him. And so it is so nice and heartwarming for me to know that he is back as the athletic director now at the University of Missouri, and that is Laird Veach. Laird, how are you?
I'm great, Tom. Thanks for that introduction. That was very kind of you. Good memory. It's crazy to me that was actually 20 years ago.
But, isn't that nuts?
Time has flown, but connections, you know, still remain. So I look forward to continuing to work with you, and it's pretty awesome. My first radio interview is in the mighty KMOX, so that seems really appropriate.
Yeah, we did. We had you on, and it's great to have you on your first radio interview here in 2024. When you think back to those times, what do you think about? 1997 is when you started with some fundraising efforts at the University of Missouri.
Yeah, it was a really fun time in my life. I mean, that was when we first got started, when our girls were born, but we were hanging out with a lot of young professionals and just really learning the business and, you know, seeing how college athletics brings people together, the connections that it makes. You know, it's fun for a young guy like that to just be able to interact with, you know, guys like Norm Stewart and Gary Pinkle and, you know, all the legends back there, but also be able to make the rounds across the state and, you know, shake hands, see people. It was a lot of fun. Learned a ton. And then that time frame, not only in the athletic department, but also my time with Learfield and being the general manager there, being a great perspective on this profession. So it was a fun time.
What did your experience in football teach you as well at K-State? Because you had the opportunity to be between the lines as well as outside the lines.
Yeah, well, you know, that certainly was the motivation for wanting to be in this profession, is the experience I had there. You know, a lot of what I learned, honestly, was how challenging it is to be a student athlete, the pressures of it, the discipline and the time management. You know, that was also a different era when, you know, there wasn't a 20-hour rule, and there was, you know, we were having, you know, 3-hour padded practices 4 days a week. So it was a little bit different in that time, but you know, I learned a lot, and just, you know, how powerful that kind of experience can be to, you know, develop young people and the impact it can have on a community. It was a pretty awesome time for me to be a player there, because that was when everything sort of turned around, and the energy that brought to that community and that, you know, those people there was also part of the inspiration. So it led to a lot of great years and a really special profession.
Another guy that spent a little time at K-State. Of course, we knew him as Mizzou as anybody I have ever been around in my life, and that is John Cadillac, who I miss every day. Great, great friend of our family as well, and I know a friend of yours. And what did John Cadillac teach you about fundraising and about Mizzou?
Yeah, well, first of all, a lot of what John taught me was really just more about life and about people. I mean, I don't know if I've ever been around a man that connected with people as well as he did. I mean, still to this day, when you mention that name, anybody that knew him, anybody who was around him, there's this like immediate emotional connection. He was just such a real, sincere, you know, heartwarming guy. And, you know, it really taught me a lot about just being yourself with people and the power that can have to develop real relationships. And, but man, he had a lot of fun. You could just laugh and shake your head, all the crazy things he said, including on air, which was, you know, I will never forget the, when he had, I think it was a beef promotion, and he would talk about it on every broadcast about the steak that he had the night before, and tender as a mother's love was a line that I remember him throwing out there time again. He was a special guy.
He sure was. And you could hear it in his voice too. If they let somebody through, or if they didn't block correctly, he'd be like, oh, I mean, it was painful for him.
It was. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if an offensive line has ever got more publicity on a radio broadcast than the John Cadillac color commentating years. He was dialed into those guys up front for sure.
And when we saw Mizzou reach the mountaintop, and again, it was brief, but they ended up not winning the Big 12. They would have played for the national championship, but they were number one in the nation. In 2007, just John knowing that they had beaten Kansas, which is, of course, everything came down to that for him and for all Mizzou fans. They beat Kansas at Arrowhead Stadium. They were the number one team in America. I'll never forget what that was like.
Yeah. It is incredible the impact that can have. If you stop and think about not only the memories and the fun times, but, you know, what that does for a fan base, you know, and really an institution, you know, like the University of Missouri, when you can rally and get that kind of exposure and just all of the energy that comes from it. You know, that's what we're shooting for, right? That's what we strive for, not only because we're competitors and that's what we want to do, but because of the real big picture impact that has on, you know, everybody involved. It's an awesome time when you're rolling and when you're winning, and we need to do everything we can to help make that happen.
What do you think of Eli Drinkwitz and what he's accomplished so far?
I've been super impressed with him. You know, obviously there's success there and the winning and the year he just had. But even in my early conversations with him, he is incredibly sharp. I mean, he is a CEO coach. And in this era, that is exactly what you need. You have to have somebody that sees beyond the X's and O's and is willing to, you know, adapt and adjust, figure out how to, you know, find advantages and push things forward, because it's just a strange time in college athletics. But, you know, that strange time also creates opportunity, and he's figured out ways to try to take advantage of that and position an institution that, you know, hasn't had the level of traditional success that, you know, many in the SEC have, you know, the you know, biggest, most competitive, you know, challenging conference in the country. And, you know, found a way to you know, make the right kind of moves to get in a position to continue to be successful. So it's super impressive. I just, you know, my approach is always supporting coaches. I mean, they make or break our success. So ultimately for me, it's about, you know, partnering with him, figuring out ways that I can help him, you know, and that, you know, ultimately we can get the resources we need to be successful.
Yeah, he's got a little Cadillac in him, you know. He can connect with people, and he understands people as well. And to raise that amount of money to expand your stadium is just part of what you're going to be doing. I know that is a big task ahead that you're ready for.
Absolutely. And I had some people ask me, so you haven't even got there. They just announced this. How do you feel about it? I think it's awesome. I mean, because this is what I really, if you had to pick one thing that I love doing, it's raising money for big, impactful facility projects like this. For one, it's just what I have the most experience in. So we're also kind of, we're all kind of drawn to our, to our core competency, if you will. But I love the energy that comes from it, the rallying point that comes around that, the ability to help ask people to help and invest in big ways, and then for them to see tangibly the impact of that. It's great for the people that give too. They enjoy it. They feel part of it, and they know that they're having an impactful type of investment that's going to, have long-term results. So it's a lot of fun. I mean, we got a lot of work to do. There's no question. A lot of money to raise, a lot of things to manage, but we're going to have a good time getting after it.
Laird, I know that football dominates here in the SEC, but what do you think about Dennis Gates and his basketball program and where that is headed?
I've had some really good conversations with Dennis. I actually have a good friend who was his former athletic director at Cleveland State that I worked with at Kansas State. And so Scott and I have talked a lot about Coach Gates, had some really good conversations with him. I think he is a really, really talented coach. And, these are challenging jobs. And you get a couple injuries and a couple of things that happen the wrong way, particularly in that sport. It can move on you a little bit, but I hear wonderful things about how he operates, his energy, his approach to recruiting, and how he manages his program. So I'm really excited to work with him. I think he's going to be another good one. And we're fortunate to be able to step in and have, high quality coaches, particularly in those two sports that are ready to go.
Last thing for you, because I know this is a whirlwind of a time. I don't want to take up any more of your time. There's a lot going on here, a lot of moving pieces, and you and your family get to go back to Columbia, where three of your children were born, and how emotionally tied you are to Columbia. But I do want to ask you about St. Louis in particular. What is your opinion of St. Louis and its impact on what you were trying to get accomplished?
It is unquestionably the biggest and most important market that we need to connect with. I remember that even from my time as a fundraiser or my time with as being a general manager at Mizzou. It's the biggest market, and it is right there next door, and in so many ways has the potential to continue to be that home ground for Mizzou. So we've got to get there and work it. I certainly recognize it. In fact, that's going to be my first trip. I'm going to the SEC meetings next week. So this week I'm going to be in Memphis. I'm transitioning out, trying to wrap things up here, starting to get things in my head about what all's going there at Mizzou. And then the following week I'll be at SEC meetings for a few days, and then I'll be in St. Louis the latter part of the week. So we just got to be there and connect. I do know that even from my time before, that it's a place you got to really. You got to really know people. You got to really connect with and understand their history and how they work together. So I'll be over there a bunch. And we really need that type of support, particularly out of that community, for us to achieve the high aspirations that we have.
Good to hear and good to catch up with you. Glad to have you on KMOX for your first radio interview. Hope we have many more to come. Thank you very much, Laird.
Me too. Thanks for the time. And
okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
M-I-Z.
Z-O-U. There he is. Laird Veach, the athletic director of the University of Missouri. It's 11:30. John Mozeliak, the president of baseball operations of the Cardinals, next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.